我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for prayer.
亲爱的天父，感谢你再有一个主日，我们能够崇拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able to worship you on this Sunday morning.
我们的诗歌是要赞美你。
Our songs are for your praise.
我们的祷告是要感谢你。
Our prayers are to thank you.
看我们的正道也是能够高举你。
We also pray that the message this morning would also glorify you, Lord.
感谢主，你赦免我们的一切罪孽。
Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness we have of all our sins.
感谢你医治我们的一切疾病。
We also thank you for healing the sicknesses among us.
感谢你，你说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到你这里来，你就使我们得安息。
Lord, we thank you for your words, saying that all those who are weary and heavy laden, come unto me, and I'll give you rest.
我们想到去年九月，我们能够奉献这个新的礼拜堂，感谢主的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We remember a year ago, this day, we're able to dedicate this new building.For your glory.
我们也想到去年有很多弟兄姐妹站在圣殿里，把自己当作活祭奉献给你。
Lord, we also thank you that a year ago that we had brothers and sisters who were willing to dedicate themselves as living sacrifices to you.
求主让我们在各样的试炼中能够坚定我们对你奉献的心志。
Lord, we pray that you would confirm our faith and also strengthen us as we go through testings and trials.
让我们弟兄姐妹在你所安排各样的岗位上忠心地侍奉你。
That all the brothers and sisters in this church can serve you diligently in their own particular areas.
在教会的圣工上有一些软弱的部门，求主特别的施恩，加添力量。
Lord, we pray and ask you for your special grace and your special blessing upon those weak areas in our church ministries.
我们求主也赐福未来九月中旬本堂的特别聚会。
Lord, we also ask you to bless the special series of meetings we will have this September.
盼望主借着圣灵在我们中间做复兴的工作。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will revive us using that series of meetings.
主啊，今天早晨我们要再一次打开你的圣经。
Lord, this morning we open your word once again.
主啊，你知道好多的弟兄姐妹、慕道的朋友很少有机会。
Lord, we know that many of us have very little opportunity to open and study and partake of your words.
你知道我们有很多世俗的杂念影响我们不能够专心的思想主的话。
Lord, we also know that there are many distractions in this world hindering us from really coming to your word.
我们就是无依无靠的把自己把会众都交托在你手中。
Lord, this morning we just humbly place ourselves and place all the members of this church before you.
我们相信出于神的话没有一句是不带能力的。
We believe that every single word of God would not go out in vain.
神啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, we ask you for your grace at this moment.
今天早晨用你的话加给我们是需要的力量。
Lord, we pray that this morning that you would bless each one of us according to your words from your own words.
让我们不要说自己的话，说神的话。
That we may not utter our own words, but really speak the word of God.
这样祈祷奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we pray thusly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
上一个周末，兄弟在郊区的一个夏令会里面为主证道。
Last weekend, I had the opportunity to speak to a church retreat.
这个会场的地点呢，有5000尺，比较高一点，所以我一不当心啊，就感冒了。
The place of the retreat was about 5,000 feet elevation, and I wasn't very careful and caught a little cold.
我感谢主啊，很多人用祷告托住我，神的恩典也临到我上的，让我现在觉得舒服的多了。
I'd like to thank many of you for praying for me that I'm able to stand before you even now.
有些时候我在外面工作啊，我知道，弟兄姐妹用祷告。支持我，我得到很大的鼓励。
I know that many times when I go out to speak to other groups, that many of you pray for me. I'd like to thank you. It gives me great encouragement.
我们礼拜堂有些时候会邀请一些外来的讲员， 那么其他的礼拜堂呢，他们有些时候也需要一些外地的讲员去的。
In our church, we often have outside speakers, and other churches they also invite outside speakers to speak to them.
有些时候我在外面讲到呢，我是觉得是代表我们弟兄姐妹去的。我相信神会更多的赐福我们礼拜堂。
And every time I go out to other churches, my attitude is that I'm representing our church, and I believe that God will bless us too through that.
有些时候。我在其他的地方工作，在我们这个教会的秩序表上啊，因为有人这样要求，他说不晓得牧师到哪儿去了啊，我们都要在这个表上公布的，请大家看见呢，请大家会记得为牧师祷告。
Usually when I go out to speak to other group, it's printed in the announcement, so I like to ask you to pay special attention and pray for me every time I go out.
上一次我在这里讲到的时候，开始讲提摩太后书。
Last time when I spoke to you from the book of 2 Timothy.
我个人非常喜欢这一卷书。
2 Timothy is one of my favorite books in the Bible.
我感谢主，当我20岁的时候，神呼召我服侍他。
I thank the Lord that when I was 20, that he called me into his service.
提摩太后书就是写给一个年轻的传道人的。
2 Timothy was written by Apostle Paul to a young preacher, a young pastor named Timothy.
提摩太后书呢，是保罗勉励我们怎么样在教会里面侍奉神。
We can take the 2 Timothy as an epistle written by Apostle Paul to encourage every one of us how we ought to serve in the church.
假如神恩待你，你已经有一颗心喜欢服侍神，请你特别注意这一卷书。
I especially want to call those of you who have the heart to serve God in His church or have dedicated yourself to pay special attention.To this particular epistle.
可是，假如你还没有一颗心服侍神，我也盼望你知道这一卷书跟你的关系。
Even those of you who have not made a commitment to serve the Lord or dedicated yourself, I still want you to pay attention, see what this book has to say to you.
我的讲题是福音与基督徒。
The topic of the message is the gospel and Christians.
你信了耶稣，你是一个基督徒。
Once you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you have become a Christian.
你接受了耶稣的福音，你对耶稣的福音有些什么责任呢？
Now, once you receive the gospel, the good news of Jesus, what responsibility do you have at that point?
你接受了神很多的恩典，你怎么样来报答神的恩典呢？
You have received much blessings from God. How do you return this favor to God?
我们不能够永远做一个受的人，施比受更为有福。
We can never be...receiving all the time. We need to learn to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
比方说今天早上我们大家来到礼拜堂。
For example, this morning all of you come into this worship service.
你的态度是想要得到呢，还是想要奉献？
What is your attitude this morning as you come in? Is it to receive or is it to give?
假如你就是想我在这里要得到这个，得到这个，可能你会失望了。
If you come in here withOnly thing on your mind is to get, to receive. You may be disappointed this morning.
可是假如你在这里有一颗心，想到我在这里要把我的感谢献给神，把我对弟兄姐妹们的爱流露出来，这样的人，你不想得到什么，神的丰富啊，他特别的会领到你。
But if you come in here with the attitude of giving, giving thanks to God, I believe you will receive much as you come in.
你看保罗，他常常感谢神。
You notice the Apostle Paul, he very often thanked God for the things that happened to him.
提摩太后书一章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3.
保罗说我感谢神。
I thank God.
他为提摩太蒙受神很多的恩典感谢神。
He thanked God for what's happening in Timothy's life, the many blessings that he sees in Timothy's life.
当你思想提摩太这个人的时候，你不能不为他感谢神。
When you think of this person, Timothy, you cannot help but to give thanks to God.
他生长在一个基督化的家庭里面，他的母亲、他的外婆都是很爱主的基督徒。
Young Timothy grew up in a Christian home. His mother, his grandmother were both Christians.
今天在座的弟兄姐妹，假如你的父亲、你的母亲是基督徒，我希望你能够默默地在这个时候向神做一个祷告，感谢主。我的爸爸，我的妈妈，我的外婆，我的公公，他是基督徒。
Dear,
我生长在一个基督化的家庭。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you're sitting here this morning and your parents, your father, your mother, or your uncle, your aunt, your grandmother, your grandfather is a Christian, you need to send up a silent thanks to God right now.
第二提摩太应当感谢神的，他有很好属灵的同伴。
Another thing that Paul thanked God for Timothy is that Timothy had good Christian companion.
保罗特别的关心提摩太。
Paul has special caring for young Timothy.
保罗在属灵的正道上培育他，在侍奉主的工作上鼓励他。
Paul has taught Timothy in discipling him and encouraging him in his Christian service.
你的好朋友中间有没有一个好的基督徒，一个属灵的伙伴？
Among your good friends, do you have a friend who cares for you as a Christian brother, a Christian sister?
坐在这里的诸位，若是你现在想到有一个很好的基督徒，你的朋友，他常常在灵性上鼓励你，好不好？大家安静地做一个祷告，感谢神给我这一个属灵的伙伴。
Those of you who are sitting here, if you can think of one person who has cared for you spiritually, who has encouraged you in your Christian life, take a moment of silence and just give thanks to God for those people.
Timothy 还要感谢神，因为神给他属灵的恩赐来服侍神。
Timothy also needs to thank God for one thing, and that is God has given him special spiritual gift in his Christian service.
圣经上没有很清楚地告诉我们提摩太是什么样的恩赐，可是他有这个属灵的恩赐。
The Bible is not very clear or very specific on what spiritual gifts Timothy has, but we know that Timothy was very gifted spiritually.
很多的基督徒觉得我没有什么属灵的恩赐。
Many Christians feel that I don't have too much gift.
可是我希望参加过今年夏令会的诸位，你们都还记得你有没有属灵的恩赐这个问题。
I'd just like to remind those of you who went to the summer conference this summer, whether you really have a spiritual gift or not, because that was the topic of discussion.
我相信每一个基督徒，神都给他属灵的恩赐，或大或小，或多或少，一定有。
I believe every born-again Christian,God has given him or her a spiritual gift. Whether it's a big gift or a small gift, he has a spiritual gift.
我们的责任是应该发掘它，好好的用它。
Our responsibility is to magnify the Lord in exercising our gifts.
夏令会的时候，我们提到圣经里面讲到好几种属灵的恩赐。
At the family summer conference, we talked about various types of gifts.
你还记不记得你是属于哪一个团体的？
I don't know if you still remember your gift or not.
有些人他有教导的恩赐。
Some people have the gift of teaching.
有些人他有这个辅导的 counseling 的恩赐。
Some people have the gift of counseling.
有些人他很舍得在主的圣工上奉献钱财。
Some have the gift of giving.
有些人有讲道的恩赐。
Some have the gift of preaching.
有些人会治理教会。
Some have the gift of administration.
有些人对那些受苦难的人特别有同情怜悯的心肠。
Some have the gift of mercy, able to really empathize and sympathize with those who are in sorrow.
有些人他很会帮助别人。
Some has that spiritual gift of helping, have that special ability to help others.
你一定有一样的恩赐。
You definitely have at least one gift if you're a born again Christian.
保罗为提摩太感谢神。
Paul thanked God on behalf of Timothy.
提摩太啊，你蒙受了这么多的恩典。
Timothy, you have received so much blessings from God.
有一件事情我要提醒你。
One thing I want to remind you though.
你不要辜负了神的恩典。
Don't neglect exercising your spiritual gift.
这一节圣经很重要，我想请大家再看。
This verse is very important. I'd like to call your attention to it.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, verse 6.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。
Verse 6. And for this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
在这里讲到提摩太啊，你要把神给你的恩赐好像火一样，不要让它熄了，让它眺望起来。
Paul is saying to Timothy, Timothy, this spiritual gift that God has given you is like a fire. Don't let it die out. Don't quench it. Instead, rekindle it. Let the fire burn.
有很多的神的恩典领导我们，不要忘记我们人的本分，人也应当努力。
We should know that God gives us many gifts, gives us many blessings, gives us grace to do things, but don't forget that we have our part to do. We need to be diligent in carrying out our responsibilities.
你有一个基督化的家庭, 这是神的恩典。
If you have a Christian family, that's God's blessing, special blessing to you.
你有一个很好属灵的伙伴, 这是神的恩典。
You have a good Christian brother, good Christian sister, that's God's special blessing to you.
神给你属灵的恩赐, 这是神的恩典。
The gifts that God has given you, those are blessings from God also.
这么多神的恩典, 你不要辜负了呢。
All these blessings and grace from God, don't misuse it or not use it.
你要有一个报恩的心。
We need to have a thankful attitude toward God.
假如神在哪一方面给你机会服侍神, 盼望神让你做一个忠心的。
Our hope should be that if God has placed you or has given you a special opportunity to serve Him in His church, do it with all your heart. Don't disappoint Him.
那个属灵的恩赐就是越用越明显，越不用越不用，就好像火熄灭。
The funny thing about spiritual gift is that the more you use it, the sharper it gets, and the more effective it becomes. But the less you use it, the duller it gets, and pretty soon it becomes ineffective.
保罗在第一章也提到。 他所传的福音是怎么样的一个福音?
In the first chapter, Apostle Paul also mentioned to Timothy what type of gospel that they're supposed to be preaching.
第一章第九节开始,
Verse 9, chapter 1.
保罗首先告诉他们, 我们所相信的福音内容是什么?
Starting at verse 9, Paul explains to young Timothy what is the content of the gospel, the good news that they're preaching.
在这里讲到神救了我们以圣召召我们。
Verse 9 starts out by saying that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
神对我们的救恩不单单是包括我们以往的罪恶得到赦免，神也要帮助我们以后过一个圣洁的生活。
What this says is that God not only saves us in our salvation, God not only forgives our past sins, but He also wants to enable us to live a holy and a victorious Christian life.
在这里也讲到这个救恩的来源是什么?
This verse also talked about the source of our salvation.
不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之前，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
一个人得救不是靠着自己做好事情。
A person who becomes a Christian and is saved is not because of all the good works he has done, but it's a special gift from God. No one can stand before God and say, I'm sinless, I'm perfect. Every person has sinned according to the scripture. But what we can do is saying to God, I receive Jesus as my Savior.
在这一段圣经里面告诉我们，一个人信了耶稣以后能够得到什么样的果效？
This passage also talked about what we can receive after we have accepted Christ and become a Christian.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才显明出来了。注意，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Verse 10, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus. Notice, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
在这里提到死亡,
this verse talked about death and life.
耶稣基督的福音不仅仅使人们失去对死亡的恐惧，而且可以让我们享受永远的生命。
The Christian gospel not only redeems us from the judgment of death, but it also gives us eternal life.
在座的诸位，你想想看，哪一样东西对你来说是最重要的？Let
me ask you this morning, what is the most important thing in your life?
你想到的是什么?
What comes to your mind when I ask you what is the most important thing?
最重要的就是你的生命，对不对？假如你什么都有，没有生命，你算什么呢？
If you're really honest, you have to admit the most important thing to you is your life, because if you don't have your life, you have nothing else.
神所要赐给我们是最好的礼物，是永远的生命。
The gift of God is the best gift that we can receive. It's eternal life. He says that we can have life everlasting.
一个人若是信了耶稣，圣经上讲到，他要重生。
The Bible talked about this very clearly, that when a person becomes a Christian, accepts Jesus into his life, he is called a born-again person.
什么叫做重生? 你清楚明白吗?
What does it mean to be born again?
一个人信耶稣以后，神给他一个新的生命，他得着这个新生命，这就是重生了。After
a person has accepted Christ, become a Christian, God gives him a spiritual life, a new life in Christ. This is what the scripture means when that person is born again.
当你出生的时候，你母亲把你生下来。The
day that you were born into this world, your mother gave you life on that very day.
当你信耶稣的时候，圣灵使你重生。The
day that you accepted Christ becomes a Christian, that day the Holy Spirit gives you your second life, your new life.
很多人每年过生日只是纪念他妈妈生他，很少人过那个属灵的生日纪念神使他重生。Year
after year, we often celebrate the birthday, commemorating the day that our mothers gave life to us. But very few of us really celebrate the day that Holy Spirit gives life to us.
你有没有听人家讲过两死一生？啊，一生啊，啊，这个两死一生，一死啊，两生的这个道理。
I don't know if you ever heard the message that if you're only born again once, you'll die twice. But if you're born twice, you only die once.
什么叫做两生一死，一死两生？这个，这是讲到一个人若是他信了耶稣以后，啊，他重生了以后，将来呢，他只需要死一次，不必第二次再死。What
does it mean to be born twice and die once? It simply means that if you are born physically and then you become a Christian, you're born again, then in the future you will only die once, the physical death.
在这里讲到把死废去，并不是说一个基督徒啊，将来他活到两百岁、一千岁也不死，他肉体还是会死。In
verse 10 it says, "Who abolish death for the Christians?" It doesn't mean that every Christian is going to live on past 200 years old, 300. He's going to live on physically. One day, every Christian, according to the Bible, is going to die physically.
在这里讲到将死废去，乃是说到把第二次的死废去。
What this verse means is that who abolish death, that death is the second death, the spiritual death that follows our physical death.
That death is abolished.
The second death the Bible talks about is the day when we face Christ in his judgment. He judges us to go to the place where there's fire and brimstone.
一个人若是他重生了，他不必有第二次的死。So
to really put it very simply, if you're born again the second time, then you don't need to die the second death, the spiritual death.
可是一个人假如没有重生呢，他有第一次的死，还有第二次的死。But
if a person who has not been born again, he's only been born once, then he'll face two deaths. The physical death followed by the spiritual death, the second death.
这个第一次的死，好像一个门，人从那个门过去，从这个物质的世界进到那个属灵的世界里去。Let
me explain a little bit more clearly. The first death, the physical death, is like a door, a gate, through which we enter from the physical world into the spiritual world.
我们在 今生活着的时候学习服侍神，有一天神觉得你这个果子成熟了，神接你回到天家去。啊，我很喜欢呢，很多美国基督徒说的那句话，他不说基督徒死了，啊，他是说啊，他们进到更高的一层的侍奉里去。As
we serve the Lord in this life, on this earth, it'll come to a point in time when God feels that your fruit has ripened, you're ready, you have finished your task, you have finished your work, I'll take you home. And I really like many English-speaking Christians when they say that it's not death, it's not physical death, but that we have ascended into a new level of service to God.
A higher service, 更高一层的侍奉。很多人对这个第二次的死
Many of us also have a very bad misconception about the second death. We think that second death or spiritual death, when it happens, then we just cease to exist. We just don't exist anymore. The Bible never taught us that.
我读到圣经里面的话，提到永生，也提到永死。
If you read the Bible carefully, you will discover that the Bible talks about eternal life. It also talks about eternal death.
很多人觉得奇怪，死就死了，还有什么永远死？
Some people feel very funny. When you die, you die. I mean, what's the point? Whether it's eternal or not?
这个永死告诉我们说，这种人死了，并不是说不存在，他还存在。
According to Bible teaching, this eternal death does not imply that that person no longer exists, but that person definitely still goes on, still exists.
永生就是永远活着，永远快乐，永远满足。永死是什么？也是永远活着，是永远痛苦，永远受罪。
You can actually say that eternal life is to go on living forever in God's presence, in God's blessing. In a way, eternal death, you also go on living forever, but eternally separated from God, facing God's judgment.
神是无始无终的，他从永远到永远都存在。The
God that we believe in exists from time eternity past to time eternity future. He is no time. He exists eternally.
这个一般的动物呢，它是有始有终的。However,
everything else that we see around us, any created things has a time limit. Has a time limit. Time makes a difference.
可是人是很特别的。 There's a beginning, but there is never has an ending for a man, for a person, human being.
Man is very interesting in the sense that he has a definite physical beginning, but then he has no definite end.
永生永死都是永远存在。
Eternal life and eternal death both exist eternally.
感谢神，当你明白这些道理。 你知道信耶稣，神能够救你脱离那个永远的灭亡、永远的痛苦，这是个多么大的恩典！So
to put it very simply, the Christian gospel, the Christian good news, is that there is a way for you to avoid eternal death, for you to avoid facing God's judgment eternally.
我们不要觉得面对这个问题的时间还很长，很多人对我们来说，这个事情马上就来到眼前。And
don't think that you got lots of time to make a decision. Between eternal life and eternal death, you have no idea how much more time you have left.
保罗在说到福音的这些内容以后，他紧接着就提到我们基督徒对这个福音的责任，这是很重要的。And
as Paul talked about the content of the gospel, brought to his mind the responsibility that every Christian has toward the gospel.
请大家看第十一节。Please
look down at verse 11.
我为这个福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父，为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着从前所教托你的善道。
Verse 11, Apostle Paul is speaking here. He said, for which, that is the gospel, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
在这里提到基督徒对福音三重的责任。These
few verses mention three responsibilities that every Christian has toward the gospel.
第一个责任就是我们得到了这个福音以后，我们应当尽量的让我们周围的人知道，应当传扬福音。The
first responsibility that once we have received the gospel, we have received our salvation, we have the responsibility to pass it on to others, to share that with others.
你可以用各样不同的方法。
You can use many methods to communicate that.
你可以用你的口，你可以用你的笔。
You can use your mouth, you can use your pen.
甚至有些时候，你用你的生活。
And also many times you can use your life to communicate the gospel.
有一些的人文笔比较好，他可以写一篇文章为主做见证。普通的人，我们可以写一封信为主做见证。
Some people have good writing ability and they're able to write an article as a witness to God. Sometimes we can write a personal letter to our friends to witness to them.
假如有机会，你可以站在台上向很多的人讲耶稣的福音；否则的话，你在私下谈话的时候，你也可以谈话讲介绍耶稣的福音。
And sometimes you have the opportunity to stand before a large group of people to witness for Christ, to communicate that gospel, or you can do it in your own.Small group or just one-on-one.
我们今天会觉得保罗的那个时代，他所用的传福音的方法都是一些落后的旧的方法。我们现在有新的大众传播的方法，可是我们有没有使用它？
We know that back in Paul's day, the media, the communication media is very backward, very primitive. But today we have such fantastic media for us to communicate our gospel. Have we taken advantage of these?
在诸位座位的前面，你会发现有这一个黄颜色的，这是一个代祷的卡片。
If you look in front, in the back of the pew in front of you, you'll see the prayer request card.
假如你有些什么需要代祷的事项，我们很欢迎你用这个小的笔呀、把它写下来，放在奉献袋里。我收到了，我会常常为你祷告。
If at any time you have a special need, you have a special prayer request, don't hesitate to write it down, and then put the prayer request card in the offering bag, and then we can pray for you.
在我所收到的几十张代祷卡里面，大约只有十个人，他代祷的内容是希望别的人能够听福音信主。
Among the several dozen prayer requests I receive, only about 10 mentioned their request that others would have a chance to hear the gospel, others would have a chance to hear the good news.
有七个人，他们是希望祷告。希望他们的弟兄姐妹、他们的父母亲能够信主。大多数人是青年人。
And there were 7 prayer requests, requesting prayer for their parents that they would become Christians. And most of these prayer requests came from young people.
还有三位学生，他们祷告希望他们能够带领他们的同学信主。
3 students.Had prayer requests that they would be able to lead their classmates, their school friends, to the Lord.
有两位老年人填卡片，他们说我们家里还有儿子、女儿、孙子、孙女没有信主，希望他们能够信。
And 2 elderly persons requested prayer for the younger members in their family that they would have a chance to become Christians.
你关不关心那些还没有信主要沉沦的人
？Do you really care for the people who still have not had the chance?To hear the gospel.
也许你曾经试过，你觉得带领一个人信主很困难。
Maybe you have tried it and you feel it's so hard to lead another person to become a Christian.
你相不相信祷告神能够帮助你
？Do you believe that prayer through prayer that God can help you?
我觉得最可悲的就是我们试了一件事情，觉得很困难，我们连祷告的勇气都没有。
I feel the saddest thing is when we encounter a difficult thing.And it got to the point that we don't even want to pray about it. We don't even have the courage to ask God to act.
你的父母、你的弟兄姐妹、你的儿子孙子，只有你这个基督徒可以向他传福音。
How many of you have parents, kids, friends, brothers and sisters, such that only you are in contact with them? You're the only Christian who has the chance to even share Christ with them.
世上神有很多的基督徒，可是靠近那个人最近的那个基督徒就是你。
There are many Christians in the world, but you may be the closest Christian to that person at this time.
最接近他、机会最多的那个基督徒就是你。神就是要用你。
You're the Christian who is the closest to that person, has the most opportunity to come in contact with them. God wants to use you.
我为你祷告，你也要为你自己祷告。
I can pray for you, but you also need to pray for yourself.
机会来的时候，你为神做见证。
When opportunity comes, simply testify of Jesus to that person.
让你所关心的那个人，他起码能够听见耶稣的名字从你的口中。
So that at least that person has a chance to hear even just the name of Jesus from your lips.
让那个人想一想永生永死的问题。
And give that person at least the opportunity to think about the choice of between eternal life and eternal death.
让那个人知道你关心他的灵魂。
Or just even to let that person know that you care for them. You have a special spiritual care for them.
这是我们基督徒对福音的第一个责任。
This is the first responsibility that every Christian has toward the gospel.
第二个责任在第十二节提到，要为福音受苦。
The second responsibility is stated in verse 12, that at times we may need to suffer for the sake of the gospel.
可能你会问，为什么需要为福音受苦呢？
And you may ask, why do I need to suffer for the sake of the gospel?
因为人，他并不以为你所说的福音是个好听的消息。
Because man, non-Christians, may not think very much of the good news that you want to tell it to them.
你告诉他的罪，你告诉他说他是一个有罪的人，他不会喜欢听这个话。
You tell them about sins in their life. You tell them that you are a sinner. I can guarantee you many of them would not take that very easily.
人的本性是骄傲的，人不愿意谦卑下来。
One very basic human nature is pride. It's very difficult for a person to naturally be humble.
你称赞他，他会很高兴，很喜欢你。
When you give him compliment, when you praise him, he loves that.
可是，假如你按着圣经的道理告诉他说，世人都犯了罪，我也犯了罪，他都同意。你一提到他犯了罪，他就生气了。
And when you share from the scripture very clearly what the Bible teaches that all have sinned, and you said all have sinned, I have sinned, he says fine, that's great, I agree with that. And then you say you have also sinned. All of a sudden, he doesn't like that.
他不喜欢听这样的话，他就要逼迫对他说这样话的人。
And because he doesn't like to hear those type of things, then he'll come back, react against that person, and even start persecuting that person in some ways.
啊，有些人呢，哎，他受苦了，他就学乖了。
Many times when a person suffers, he learns to be good.
哎，我要传福音，可是我不要受苦。
And you say, I want to be a witness for Christ, but I don't want to suffer for it.
我传福音，我永远不讲罪。
When I share the gospel with somebody, I will never mention about sin, because I don't want to offend him.
这个被改变了的福音，我告诉你，它已经不是福音了。
Let me tell you, any time you take the gospel of Christ and changes it, even just slightly, it's no longer gospel.
这个福音基本的内容，你不能够给它改变。
The basic content of the gospel of Christ cannot be changed. You have to deal it out as it is.
假如你不讲到人的罪，你不能够讲耶稣是救主。
Because if you don't talk about man's sin, then what's the point of talking about Jesus being a savior?
你只能够讲耶稣是个好人，那为什么要信耶稣呢？我信另外一个好人也可以。
All you can say is that Jesus was another good man, another good teacher. He's not a savior because there's no need for savior if there's no sin, and therefore.Why believe in Jesus? I can believe in other good men, other good teachers.
所以弟兄姐妹不要因为怕受苦的缘故把耶稣的福音给他改了。
The lesson here is that do not ever compromise the gospel of Christ for the sake of not offending anyone or for the sake of avoiding suffering in our own lives.
盼望神给我们足够的爱心。
I really pray that God will give us His love for people.
当我们向人家传福音的时候，好像是得罪他的那些话语，让他们知道我们是从爱心里面告诉他们。
That as we share the message of Jesus with those that we love and with those we care, and as you share with them that they're sinners, they need to be saved, let them know that you're sharing that because you love them, because you care for their life, because you care for their future.
你一方面凭着爱心这样做，一方面为那个听话的人祷告，盼望神在他的心里面光照他，让他能够明白。
On one hand, you keep sharing the true, uncompromised message of God with love. On the other hand, you keep praying for him that God will open his eyes, open his hearts to be able to accept the truth.
这个我们基督徒传福音啊，和这个医生看病啊，都是为了要帮助人。
In a way that as Christians go out and share the message of Jesus with non-Christian, it's very much like a doctor treating a sick patient.
医生是要医治别人身体的病，我们传福音是要医治别人属灵的病。
A medical doctor wants to treat the physical illness in a person. Christians, as you go out share the message of Jesus, in a way you want to share to heal that person spiritually.
可惜的情形是什么呢？很多人就是相信医生讲的话，不相信基督徒讲的话。
The sad thing is that many of us Many people in this world believe every word from the mouth of a doctor, but they have such a hard time accepting even one sentence from a Christian.
医生跟他讲了几句话, 要拿刀子在他肚子上割一刀, 他都愿意, 而且他还感谢他。
After a doctor spoken just a few words to this patient was had such willingness to allow this doctor to cut him open with a knife. In fact, he even thanked the doctor for cutting him open.
给他很多钱,谢谢。
Pay him with lots of money and thank him for cutting him open.
我们做基督徒不要希望像医生一样。
As Christians, we shouldn't be like the doctors.
我们只是盼望那个听话的人,他能够相信我们讲的,跟医生讲的是一样的。我们是为了要帮助他的好处。
All we can hope for is that he would believe our words, the truth that we communicate to him, just like he believes in a medical doctor.
我们多为他们祷告,可能有一天神怜悯他们,让他们相信你所讲的话,他们愿意悔改认罪,得着这个救恩。
And then in addition, we need to pray for him, that one day, with God's help, he'll open his heart and accept Christ and receive his salvation.
可是圣经上讲得很清楚,
but the Bible is very clear.
有一个是大的门,
there's a big door and there's a narrow door.
那个大的门是通向灭亡, 很多人走得上。
This big door leads to the path of destruction, a path of condemnation.
圣经上告诉我们, 信耶稣的人永远是少数。
The Bible is very clear that Christians would always be in the minority. You would not see all the people in the world becoming Christians.
所以你需要有这种心理上的预备。你传福音，你愿意人得救，可是不一定会每个人都信的。有些时候你会为传福音受苦的，可是你愿不愿意付这个代价？
So keep this in mind that not every person you share with would accept Christ. But do not be disappointed. In fact, even there will be times that as you share, you will simply need to, you need to suffer for the sake of communicating the gospel. Young Timothy, do not be afraid. You need to be courageous.
在需要的时候,
when it needs to be that way, be ready to suffer for the sake of the gospel.
13节、14节提到基督徒的第三个责任。
Verse 13 and 14 talks about the third responsibility of every Christian.
在这里所提到的，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，这个纯正话语的规模，就是指着这个福音的ABC基本的内容说的。
Verse 13 says, Apostle Paul said to young Timothy, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me. The sound words there are basically the gospel, the ABC or the points 1, 2, 3, 4 of the gospel, the basic content of the gospel, which can never be changed.
要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心,大家注意,常常守着。
To retain the standard of sound words in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
有一个英文的圣经的翻译,这个常常的守着,用一个字,就是看守,guard。
In another English translation, retain the standard sound words, instead of using the word retain, the word guard is used.
我们再看第14节。Also
verse 14.
从前所交托你的善道, 大家注意,在这里提到的善道, 也就是指着劝人离恶救的福音的真理。
Verse 14.
我们大家祷告。
Please bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你我们又能够到礼拜堂来。
Thank you for the opportunity to come to church again.
我们是要敬拜你,感谢你。
We need to worship you and to thank you.
我们也盼望能够学习你的话。
We also need to learn your words.
让我们属灵的生命能够长进。
So that our spiritual life could grow.
还有一些没有认识主的朋友们,盼望他们能够认识耶稣基督。
And those who have not known Christ, we wish for them to know Christ. This is a precious time.
恳求主赐福,
Lord, bless us this time.
让魔鬼远远地离开我们,
Let Satan be apart from us.
让我们有安静专一的心,
so that we could be peaceful and could concentrate.
让我们在这里亲近主,
to be near our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有一个人做了一个很有趣的统计。
A person has done a very interesting statistics.
一个生活在美国的人，若是他活七十岁，他这个七十年是怎么使用的？
If someone were to live to the age of 70 in the United States, he would have statistics on how he conducts these 70 years.
在七十年中间有六年是吃东西喝东西。
He spends 6 years in his lifetime to eat and drink.
七十年中间有三年是受教育。
For 3 years, he would be receiving education.
24年睡觉。
He sleeps for 24 years.
6年在走路。
He walks about for 6 years.
3年的时间在读书。
He reads for 3 years.
工作11年。
Works for 11 years.
娱乐8年。
And plays for 8 years.
洗东西、穿衣服要用8年，用5年半。
Wash and get dressed for 5.5 years.
谈话有三年。
Conducts conversation for 3 years.
在教会里有多久呢？
And how long does he spend in the church?
七十年的人生在教会里面有多少时间呢？
In his 70 years, how long a time does he spend in the church?
六个月。
6 months.
七十年是840个月。
There are 840 months in 70 years.
840分之六的时间是在教会。换句话说，在教会的时间不到1%。
He spends less than 1% of time in the church.
我们想要用这个不到1%的时间，这个信仰能够影响那个99%，这是一件很困难的事情。
It's very difficult to have less than 1% of spiritual matters to have any weight against more than 99% of the rest of our lives.
所以我觉得 still 我和我站在这里方，我们的责任很大。
We feel a very grave responsibility on us standing here.
我们没有时间在这里浪费时间。
We cannot afford to lose time here.
我盼望尽我们最大的努力能够帮助你们。
We try our best to be helpful.
我们也盼望神帮助你们重看这一段宝贵的时间。
And may God also help you to realize the importance of this time.
我们现在所讲的圣经是提摩太后书，请大家看提摩太后书。
We'd like you to look at Second Timothy.
我们所讲的题目，我盼望诸位记得，我们是讲福音与基督徒。
Our title is The Gospel and Christians.
这是我第三次讲这个题目，至少我希望你们记住这个题目。
I've been talking about this matter for 3 times, and I want for us to remember at least the title.
这里讲到基督徒，假如你还不是基督徒，我盼望你信耶稣，成为一个基督徒。
If you are not yet a Christian, we wish for you to become a Christian.
这里讲到福音，讲到基督徒对福音的责任。
We talk about the gospel, and we also talk about the responsibility of a Christian.
我们基督徒有责任要把耶稣的福音传出去。
We have the responsibility as Christian to spread the gospel.
提摩太后书就是勉励我们基督徒注重传福音的责任。
Second Timothy encourages us to spread the gospel.
我们已经讲过第一章。
We have explored the first chapter.
第一章里面讲到福音基本的内容是什么？
The first chapter describes the basic contents of the gospel.
第一章里面也讲到保罗怎么样勉励提摩太，要常常的守住这个福音，要牢牢的守住这个福音，不要让它失去了。
First Timothy talks about Paul telling Timothy how to hold fast onto the gospel and to spread the gospel.
在第一章十五节讲到有很多的人本来是信福音的，后来他们都离弃了。
In the verse 15 of chapter 1, it talks about some who have come to know the gospel but have gone astray.
保罗劝勉这个年轻的提摩太，
Paul tells Timothy to hold fast to the gospel to fulfill the responsibility of spreading the gospel.
我们看第二章第一节。
Second chapter, verse 1.
我儿啊, 你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
很多的人都离开了软弱的提摩太, 他要负起领导的责任来。 第一件要紧的事是什么? 要刚强起来。
Many have gone astray, but then Timothy has to hold fast to the gospel. The first thing he has to do is to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
不论别人怎么想, 不论别人怎么说, 也不论你觉得你自己多么软弱, 你要刚强起来。
No matter how other people have conducted their lives, no matter how weak you think you are, you have to be strong.
在这里也告诉我们要怎么样刚强起来呢? 在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
神是我们服事的力量的源头。
God is the source of strength for our service.
没有神,我们就不能够刚强。
Without God, we cannot be strong.
第二节,
Second verse.
刚强了要做什么事呢?
Be strong in doing what?
你在许多见证人面前, 听见我所教训的, 也要交托那忠心能够教导别人的人。
And the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men and who will be able to teach others also.
在这一节圣经里面讲到, 要刚强做主的工作。
It says, be strong in serving God.
在第一章保罗劝勉提摩太, 这个福音交托给你, 你要把它牢牢地守住。
First chapter talks about the holding fast to the gospel for Timothy.
可是这只是第一步。
But that's only the first step.
第二章第二节讲到第二步。
The second verse of chapter 2 talks about the second step.
不但你把它守住了就够了, 而且你要把它传给别人。
It's not enough to hold fast to the gospel, but he also has to spread the gospel.
保罗对提摩太说, 你听见我所讲给你听的道, 你也要交给别人。
Paul to Timothy, you have heard the gospel from me, now spread the gospel to others.
保罗所得到的这个福音的消息不是哪一个人教导他的, 是神直接启示他的。
Paul got the gospel not from human beings, but he got it directly from God.
他传给提摩太,
he told this gospel to Timothy.
他对提摩太说, 不但是你信了就够了, 不但是你抓住了就够了, 你要传给别人。
It's not enough for you to believe and to hold fast. You also have to spread the gospel to others.
你要传给什么样的人呢?
To whom should you spread the gospel?
你是不是传给一个人, 你就责任就没有了呢?
Is it enough to just spread to one person and you'll be done with your duties?
不是的。
No.
当你把福音传给一个人的时候, 你的责任还没有完。
You have not fulfilled your duties yet after you've just spread it to one person.
你传福音给一个人, 你也要帮助那个人灵性长进, 到有一天, 你传福音的那个人, 他也能够传给别人, 你才是成功了。
You have to help him spiritually so that one day he would in turn spread the gospel to yet others, then you would be successful.
必须要一代一代地传下去。
You have to continue this process.
我们这边有很多做父母亲的人。
We are, many of us are parents here.
有些人已经到了一个时候, 开始为你的子女结婚的事情挂心了。
Many of us are concerned about marriages of your younger, your young children. I mean, not young children, but children of age.
你自己已经结婚了, 可是你生了孩子, 你觉得还不够, 你希望有一天你的儿女也能结婚。
You have yourself married and consequently you have given rise to children, but you are also concerned about your own children so that one day they will marry and give rise to other children.
单单有了儿女还不够, 希望有一天有孙子孙女, 对不对?
It's not enough to have just children, but you look forward also to your grand sons and granddaughters.
我们在传福音的事情上也应当有这样的心。
In spreading gospel, we also have should have this concept in mind.
你传福音给一个人, 那个人是你属灵的儿女, 单单有儿女不够, 还要有孙子孙女, 希望他能够再传给别人。
You spread the gospel to others, that becomes your spiritual son. It's not enough to have spiritual son, you have to have this spiritual son spread the gospel to give rise to spiritual grandson and granddaughters.
保罗劝勉提摩太, 你要训练人, 使人有忠心, 使人也能够教导别人。
Paul to Timothy, he encourages him to spread the gospel to people so that these people would be faithful, so that the gospel would be spread by these people in turn.
在二章二节里面提到四个人。
Second verse in chapter 2 talks about four people.
这好像运动比赛的时候一个接力的赛跑有四个人。
It's like a relay team composed of four people.
第一个人是保罗。
First is Paul himself.
第二个是 Timothy.
Second is Timothy.
第三个就是那个忠心能够教导别人的人。
The third is the faithful man who would be able to teach others also.
第四个就是被忠心能够教导别人的人所教导的那个人。
It's the fourth is the person that have been taught by the faithful man.
在这里告诉我们，我们基督徒最重要的一个工作是什么？
What?
就是我们听见的，告诉别人。
What's the most important task for us Christians? It is for us to hear and to teach others in turn.
我们每个礼拜所听的道，你有没有曾经有一次，你把你所听见的告诉另外一个人？
Every spiritual message that we hear each Sunday morning, have we in turn taught others about these spiritual messages?
很多的人说我都忘记了，不能告诉别人。
But then I couldn't do it because I've forgotten soon after.
我告诉你一个最好记得你讲到的方法。
I tell you a very good way of remembering the spiritual messages.
你听见一个什么？或者你从圣经里看见什么，有机会的时候就抓住那个机会对别人讲，每讲一次就帮助你更深的记得。
As soon as you hear, as soon as you read about the spiritual messages, hold on to the first person that you see, talk to him about it, then you will remember it much better.
在第三节以下讲到三个比喻，都是跟基督徒传福音有关系的。
Third verse on, there are three comparisons which would be very appropriate for the spreading of the gospel.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的禁令。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那照他当兵的人喜悦。
Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
这两节圣经讲到当兵的人。
It talks about the people that are soldiers.
一个传福音的人应当像一个禁兵。
People who spread the gospel ought to perform like soldiers.
第五节。
Fifth verse.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
And also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
在这一节圣经讲到武士，讲到运动员。
In this verse, it talks about athletes and it talks about soldiery.
一个人传福音的时候，应当想到他是一个运动员。
People who spread the gospel should think of himself as an athlete.
第六节。
Sixth verse.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
The hard-working farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops.
在这里提到农夫。
Talks about the farmer.
一个传福音的人应当像一个农夫。
Person spreading the gospel ought to be like a farmer.
这三个比喻什么意思呢？
What is the meaning in these three comparisons?
第一提到当兵的人。
The first talks about soldiers.
提到当兵的人的有两个意思。
It has two meanings in this talk about soldiers.
第一个意思就是一个当兵的人，他必须是一个能够吃苦的人。
A soldier ought to endure hardship.
你要和我同受苦难，能够吃苦。
Suffer hardship with me. Yeah, ought to be able to endure hardship.
当兵的第二个意思就是要成为一个专心的人。
The second meaning talks about being devoted to his duties.
第四节讲到不将事物缠身。
Do not be entangled in the affairs of everyday life.
这个受苦是什么意思？
What is enduring hardship?
没有一个上前线打仗的人，他能够不接受训练。
Nobody in the front line could do it without being trained.
受苦就是学习在很艰难的环境之下能够生存下去。
Enduring hardship enables you to carry through in very difficult times.
训练人有勇气在危险当中活下去。
To train you in courage so you could live in danger.
在平时 一个人流的汗越多，在战时他流的血越少。
If you sweat most in peaceful time, you would shed less blood in wartime.
The more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war. 在战时，你希望少流一点血，在平时你多流一点汗。
If you wish to shed less blood in wartime, you have to sweat more in peaceful times.
我们知道军队，一个做兵的人，他不能够规定我将来做什么，上级叫他到哪里去，他立刻就去。
You cannot, as a soldier, to determine your own way of life, what you wanted to do. You have to await orders from above.
这是讲到我们做精兵要专心。
It talks about a soldier being devoted.
我知道我们每一个人在我们的学校里面，在我们的工作里面，在我们的家庭里面，都有很多的责任。
We all of us have duties in school, in our job, in our families.
圣经并不是叫我们不要尽这些责任。
It does not tell us not to fulfill these responsibilities.
但是，假如你发现有哪一件事情好像没有什么关系，可是它若是拦阻你做一个基督耶稣的精兵的话，你需要考虑这件事情。
If in life there seem to be some irrelevant matters that would deter you from your spiritual matters, then you really have to take this into serious consideration.
你需要好好的为这件事情祷告。
You have to pray for this matter.
你需要在神面前好好的想一想。
You have to ponder on this before God.
你需要靠着神给你的智慧画一条线。
You have to wisdom from God to draw a line.
什么东西我要保留，什么东西我要舍去。
What should I keep and what should I get rid of?
要成为一个专心的跟随神的人。
To be a dedicated follower of Christ.
第二个比方讲到运动员。
The second comparison talks about athletes.
运动员也是经过严格训练。
Athletes go through serious training.
我在这里所特别强调的就是运动员必须要守规矩。
It emphasizes athletes doing it according to rules.
假如你是一个很好的篮球员，可是你常常带球走啊，你就不能够参加比赛。
If you're a very good basketball player and you travel, it doesn't do you any good.
Walking.
Yeah, walking is traveling. They call it traveling.
Oh, that's called traveling. That's right. 所以你一定要守规矩才可以。
You have to do according to the rules.
假如你是一个很会赛跑的运动员，枪还没有响，每次你就开始跑，你就不能够得冠冕。
If you're a sprinter and you do it before the gun goes off, then you don't get the prize.
这告诉我们做事要规规矩矩的，按着次序来。
It talks about when we do things, we have to do it according to the rules.
第三，这里讲到农夫。
Third, we talk about the farmer.
农夫这里是讲到要辛苦的工作。
Farmers have to endure hardship.
你不能够埋怨说这块地很不好。
You cannot complain about this not being a good piece of earth.
你不能够埋怨说天气不好。
You can't complain about the weather either.
你的本分就是努力的工作。
Your duty is to work hard.
需要浇水的时候你浇水。
Put water in, irrigate it when you have to irrigate it.
需要用肥料的时候用肥料。Fertilizer.
Put fertilizers in when you need to put fertilizer.
有些时候你看见长出野草了，你把它拔掉。
If you have weeds, you have to get rid of the weeds.
有些时候有害虫在的时候，你要施肥，不是施肥，是那个杀虫剂把它杀死。
If you have worms, then you have to kill the worms.
没有劳苦，没有收获。
No hardship, no harvest.
这里讲到这个农夫种田收获，就是表示我们基督徒去传福音，希望能够得人回来。
When a farmer sows seeds, it's in like manner to Christians spreading the gospel so we could reap the harvest.
世上的灵魂怎么样能够得回来
？How do we get the souls from the world?
想到那个劳力的农夫。
Think of the hard-working farmer.
付代价。
He pays a price.
流汗。
Sweats.
迫切的祷告。
He prays a lot.
付出爱心来。
He pays the price of love.
主耶稣曾经说过一个撒种的比喻。
Jesus talks about the sowing of the seeds.
他说有一个人出去撒种。
Somebody sows the seeds.
那个种子是什么意思？那个种子就是神的道。
The seed meaning the word of God.
比方说今天我们两个人在这里讲到，我们就是一个撒种的人，把神的道好像种子一样撒出去。
Today we are the sower of seeds here.
你们在这里很多人听到。
Many of you are hearing this.
每个人的反应不一样.
Each person has different responses.
同样的道, 你们都听见了, 可是每个人的反应不一样.
The same words would be received differently.
主耶稣说, 有一些种子撒在路边, 天上的飞鸟来把它吃掉.
Christ says, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up.
有些人听到也是这样, 他听到刚刚出去, 完全都忘记.
Some of us receive the word of Christ in like manner. He soon forgets it.
魔鬼把他所听见的道, 把他吃掉.
Satan takes it away from him.
还有第二种撒在那个土前, 石头地上.
Second kind of sowing, these seeds fell upon the rocky places.
它也发芽, 它也生长.
There would be seedlings springing up. It would grow a little.
可是因为它的根不深, 下面有石头, 所以太阳一晒啊, 它就死掉.
But the roots are not deep, and it's rocky. And when the sun shines, it would soon wither.
那个太阳晒, 就是代表有苦难领到了.
The sun represents hardship.
有很多人听到也是这样, 他很快就相信了.
Many people who have heard gospel soon believes.
可是他信心受到一点考验, 他立刻就跌倒了.
But then when he runs into hardship, he would falter.
还有第三种的土地,
third kind of soil.
它好像生长得很好.
It seems to grow pretty good.
可是在它的旁边有很多其他的杂草, 圣经上说荆棘, 把它挤住了, 养分都被那个杂草吸收去, 所以它不能够结出很好的果实来.
But there are weeds and thorns about, and these weeds and thorns would get all the fertilizer, and the seeds would not grow very well.
这是讲到有一些人在听到的时候, 后来有很多世俗的一些思虑烦扰, 他不能够专心, 后来他也不能够结果实.
It's like receiving the gospel, but then the worries of the world weakens the his growth.
前面所讲的这三种, 那个种子种下去了, 不但不能结出果实来, 原来的那颗种子都损失了。
The first three kinds not only could not bear fruit, it itself dies.
可是后面还有三种是好的情形。
But there are other good examples.
圣经上说到, 那一些的种子撒在好土里面, 有的结实 30倍, 有的60倍, 有的100倍。
Some fell on good soil and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30.
我对你们的盼望不是希望你们只是做30倍的基督徒, 要做60倍的, 要做100倍。
My hope is for you not to only to be 30-fold, but to be 60-fold and 100-fold.
有些人说这一段的圣经讲到有四种不同的土地, 其实是错了, 是六种。
Some people say that there are only four kinds of soils in this passage, but I'm saying that it's six kinds.
不是四种, 是六种。
It's not four kinds, but six kinds.
在那些人所说的第四种里面, 其实是有三种, 有的是30倍, 有的是60倍, 有的是100倍。
In the fourth kind that other people refer to, it actually gives rise to three kinds, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
保罗在这里讲到这三个的比方, 都是勉励提摩太, 你做传福音工作的时候, 要想到这三种人。
Paul has these three comparisons to encourage Timothy so that he would do his job well.
你要想到一个做兵的人,
you have to think about being a soldier.
在训练的时候多苦啊,
it's very difficult in training.
可是你不要忘记, 将来打胜仗的时候多快乐啊,
but then when you win the battle, you will be very happy.
现在受苦, 将来能够快乐,
endure hardship now and be happy later.
你现在不愿意流汗, 将来就要流血。
If you don't sweat now, you shed blood later.
哦,你想到这个运动员,他在练习的时候要节食,到时候一定要睡觉,非常注重。
When you think of the athlete in training, he has to abide by strict schedules, he has to sleep at a certain time, and so forth.
不要忘记,你现在付的代价,将来有一天你得胜,你得到冠冕,得到奖章了,你是很快乐。
Pay the price now, you'll gain your crown, and you'll gain your price later.
讲到一个农夫,
think of the farmer.
太阳出来了, 他也要出去, 下雨了, 他也要出去。
Whether a farmer has to go out, whether it's shine or rain or shine.
将来有一天收获很好的时候就会快乐。
When he reaps the harvest, he'll be very happy.
这三个比方都是告诉我们要付代价，你付了多大的代价，将来得到多大的收获。
The three comparisons tells us to pay a price so that we will reap the harvest later on.
当我讲这三个比喻的时候，我想到另外一节圣经。
When I think of these three comparisons, I also think of other verses.
提摩太后书四章第七节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
四章七节，请大家看。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第六节，保罗说他离开世界的时候快要到了。
The sixth verse tells about his Paul's impending departure from the world.
第七节
，seventh verse.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住。
I fought the good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith.
在这里，保罗讲三件事。
Paul talks about three things.
第一件事讲到打胜仗。
First.The good fight.
第二件事情讲到我跑路跑到终点。
Second talks about finishing the course.
第三点讲到神所交给他的真理，他守住了一直到底。
Third, he kept the faith until the end.
这节圣经是不是跟刚才讲的三个比方有一点连贯的关系？
Is there not a relationship between these three things with the three comparisons that we've referred to earlier?
一个做士兵的就是盼望能够打胜仗，对不对？
A soldier wants to win.
一个运动员是不是就是盼望能够很快地跑到终点？
An athlete wants to reach the end point very fast.
一个农夫，当他种那个种子下去的时候，他是盼望飞鸟把它吃掉吗？不是，他盼望能够守住它，能够结实百倍。
The farmer, when he sows a seed, he does not want to have the birds eat it. He wanted to have multiple to reap the harvest later.
在这个地方，保罗他用他自己亲身的经验来鼓励提摩太。
Paul uses his own experiences to encourage Timothy.
提摩太那个时候就好像一个新兵训练中心的学生。
Timothy was like a young soldier training.
提摩太那个时候就是好像一个正在加紧准备要参加运动比赛的一个运动员。
He's like an athlete preparing for a contest.
提摩太那个时候就好像一个马上要走到田间去的一个播种的人。
Timothy was just like a soldier about to sow some seeds.
提摩太。你不要忘记，你今天辛苦，将来会有收获。
Timothy, endure hardship now so you could reap your prize later.
我们再看提摩太后书第二章，再看另外几节圣经，第八节开始。
Continue to read in chapter 2, Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 onwards.
这一段话，保罗是什么意思呢？
What does Paul have to say here?
我们要从第八节开始读下去。
Eighth verse on.
保罗对提摩太说：“哈
，Paul to Timothy，
你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。
Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel.
我为这个福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。
For which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal.” But the word of God is not imprisoned.
所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
It's a trustworthy statement, for if we die with him, we shall also live with him.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王；我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
这段话是什么意思？
What is the meaning in these few verses?
第二章一开头的时候，保罗勉励提摩太，你要努力地传福音。
The beginning of the second chapter, Paul tells Timothy to be diligent in spreading the gospel.
你要像一个精兵，像一个运动员，像一个劳力的农夫。
You have to be like a soldier, you have to be like an athlete, you have to be like a hard-working farmer.
第八节以后讲的是什么意思？
Eighth verse on,What's the meaning here?
这是讲到三种人的经验，鼓励提摩太要这样努力。
It talks about three kinds of experiences that Paul wants to tell Timothy to encourage him.
第八节讲到谁？
Eighth verse.
第八节讲到耶稣基督。
It talks about Jesus Christ in the eighth verse.
在这里讲到耶稣基督的人性，也讲到耶稣基督的神性。
It talks about Jesus Christ as man and also as God. Talks about Jesus Christ being a descendant of David. David in the Old Testament is a very blessed man. He's a king.
因为他敬畏神,
because he fears God, God gave him a blessing, a promise.
神对大卫说, 将来你有一个后代, 在你后代中有一个人, 他要做永远的王。
God tells David that in your line of descendants, there would be a king for all people.
这个人是谁? 就是耶稣基督。
This person is Jesus Christ.
你看马太福音第一章你就知道, 按照大卫的那个血统, 家族的血统来说,
if you look in Matthew chapter 1, then you will find out that Jesus Christ is a descendant of David. God has very early on prepared Jesus Christ to be king of all.
可是不要忘记,
how does Jesus Christ attain this high place?
你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，他先经过最大的痛苦，他先经过羞辱，他先经过十字架的苦难。
Christ endured the disgrace and all the hardship on the cross, then he's risen from the dead, according to the gospel.
他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。这个意思就是讲到，提摩太，你不要忘记耶稣基督的经历。
Paul to Timothy, told Timothy not to forget the experience of Jesus Christ having risen from the dead, being descendant of David according to the gospel.
他是死了以后才复活的。
He's risen only after he died.
他是先受痛苦的，后来才得到国度的。
He went through all this pain to attain his prize.
他是先忧伤。
He was going through all these worries before he got to be happy.
Timothy,
Timothy, don't forget the road of Jesus Christ.
从第九节开始, 保罗跟提摩太讲,
Paul to Timothy in verse 9.
保罗在这个地方讲到,
Paul told Timothy not to forget Paul's own experiences.
第九节,
ninth verse.
我为这个福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑， 像犯人一样。
For which I suffer hardship even to imprisonment as a criminal.
保罗坐在监牢里。
Paul was in prison.
为什么?
For what reason?
因为他传福音。
Because he spread the gospel.
他受苦。
He endured pain.
保罗说我忍耐。
But then I was patient.
为什么要忍耐呢?
Why be patient?
因为我若是不忍耐, 别人就得不着福音的好处。
But then if I'm not patient, then people will not receive the gospel.
第十节,
tenth verse.
所以我为凡选民凡事忍耐, 叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain a salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory.
大家看见了没有?
Have you seen this now?
保罗受苦忍耐, 那些听保罗传福音的人, 他们就可以得救, 得到永远的荣耀。
Paul endured so that people could have salvation and in turn have eternal glory.
第十一节开始是讲到一般的基督徒共同所有的经验。
The 11th verse talks about the common experiences of all Christians.
我们若与基督同死, 也必与他同活。
If we die with him, we shall also live with him.
这里讲到的死是什么死?
What kind of death is this?
神呼召每一个基督徒跟随他, 就是要走一条死的路。
God calls upon Christians to follow him to walk the road of death.
主耶稣说, 若有人要跟从我, 就要舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If you want to follow me, you have to abandon yourself so that you can bear the cross to follow me.
什么样的人背十字架?
What kind of people could bear the cross?
已经判了死刑的人背十字架。
Only those people who have been sentenced to death.
他背十字架就是背到一个地方去, 然后在那里被处死刑。
He bears this cross to reach his destiny, that is death.
神呼召一个基督徒背十字架的意思就是呼召他要学习死。
God calls Christians to bear the cross so that he would bear the cross to death.
这是讲到对自己死。
To die, to put himself to death. I mean, put his old self to death.
只有和主一同死，才能和主一同复活。
Only do we die with Christ, then do we live with Christ.
只有和主一同忍耐，才能够和主一同作王。
Endure with Christ, then reign with Christ.
通往生命的道路就是死。The road lead to life is death.
The road leading to life is death.
通往荣耀的道路就是受苦。
The road to glory is endurance.
这一段圣经最主要的教训是什么？
What's the most important teaching in these few verses?
痛苦带来的是祝福。
Hardship brings blessing.
患难带来的是果实。
Difficulties brings fruits.
死亡带来的是生命。
Death brings life.
受苦带来的是荣耀。
Pain brings glory.
圣经里面一再一再出现的教训就是这个。
The continuing teaching of the Bible is just this.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
没有痛苦就没有收获。
No pains, no gains.
你永远不要希望服侍神不要付任何的代价。
Don't lose heart. If you wanted to serve God, you have to pay a price.
提摩太，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.
你千万不要像那些人渐渐的冷淡了退后。
Don't be like others. You have to think of the three kinds of people.
一个人训练，接受训练做兵啊，多苦啊。后来打胜仗的时候就快乐了，对不对？
People training as soldiers endure a lot, but then when you win in battle, that's what happens.
运动员在练习的时候多苦啊，可是后来得锦标了多快乐。
Athletes have to go through a lot through training, but then when they win a prize, how happy.
农夫的工作多辛苦啊，可是
What hardship would farmers endure, but then when they reap the harvest, how happy they are.
提摩太，不要忘记我们的主耶稣所走的路。
Timothy, don't forget the road that Christ has.
提摩太，你不要忘记我所走的路。
Don't forget the road that I have.
你也不要忘记一般的基督徒所共有的经验。
Don't